Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Continuing the dictation as an addendum for Pedro Cruz Gomez, date of birth 2/23/1961, date of procedure June 14, 2024. This is an addendum to 0614-065. Next should be at colonoscopy, comma, Boston Bowel Prep scores greater than 6, comma, 2-2-2, comma, third prep, next line, terminal aim, comma, last 5 centimeters, greater on a markable next line. There were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters, remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there is a approximately 8 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp, remove cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp, remove cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp, remove cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 splenic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters, remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, noted on retroflexion. There were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, plain follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, pending pathology of the gastric body polyp will determine interval 4 follow-up. Endoscopy, next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years if Barrett's is positive. Next line, recommend PPI daily if Barrett's is positive. Next line, given anemia, if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, would recommend PILCAM for further evaluation. Next line, given the oropharyngeal dysphagia, may need modified barium swallow for further evaluation and speech therapy. And delete speech therapy and further therapies as needed. Thank you.